So you owe the IRS? You've had the sales call from TaxRise, or you're about to, and you're sitting there with your card in your hand, wondering if this is the right move. That's who we're talking to.
And one disclosure before anything else. Clarity is one of the alternatives. We're a competitor of TaxRise, so everything I say here, run it against us exactly as hard as you'd run it against them.
Fair. Let's start with the thing people expect us to say and won't. Is TaxRise a scam?
No, and I don't want to be cute about that. Founded 2017, Irvine, California. Their Better Business Bureau profile shows an A+ rating, BBB accredited since 2018. And they won the BBB's Torch Award for Ethics in 2023. Thousands of reviews with solid averages. The 2026 roundups cite something like 4.5 out of 5 on the BBB, 4.2 on Trustpilot, 4.7 on Google. They staff CPAs and enrolled agents. Those are the credentials that carry unlimited representation rights in front of the IRS.
So if it's not legitimacy, what is the actual question?
Fit and visibility. It's what you can see before your money moves.
Okay, unpack that.
Their pricing isn't on their website. Independent review sites report an initial investigation fee generally in the $375 to $500 range, described as non-refundable, though creditable toward resolution. The full resolution quote comes after that paid investigation.
Wait, so the only way to find out the total is to pay the first part?
That's the structure, yes. And some reviews report total fees that can reach roughly 15% of the tax debt, depending on the case.
15% of the debt. Not a flat number.
Right. Percentage of debt shows up in some reports. And that's worth pausing on because pricing tied to the size of your balance isn't tied to the work involved.
What about smaller balances?
Reviews consistently cite a $10,000 minimum debt to become a resolution client there, which honestly rules out a lot of people who are better off dealing with the IRS directly anyway.
Say more about that, because I think that's the part listeners skip.
So, if you agree with the balance, it's one tax year, and it's under $50,000. You can set up an IRS payment plan online yourself. Under an hour. No firm. The Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Guidance on Tax Relief Companies says that outright. For many people, the best move is a payment plan set up directly with the IRS.
And a firm that won't tell you that
has told you something about itself, yeah.
Is there a downside to just taking your time and comparing? Feels like the safe play.
There's no deadline on comparison shopping. But the failure to pay penalty, 0.5% a month, plus interest, posts to your balance every month you deliberate. And the IRS notice sequence keeps escalating on its own schedule, regardless of what you're deciding.
So compare carefully. Compare fast.
That's the whole clock, yeah.
Okay, you said there are four checks. Give me them.
Four, and you can run all of them in one phone call. One, published phased pricing. Can you see the fee before you pay anything? Is it flat, split into an investigation phase and a resolution phase, with the refund terms written into the engagement letter?
Versus quoted after the money moves.
Or priced as a percentage. Two, a named representative. You ask, by name, who signs my Form 2848?
Form 2848. That's the power of attorney form?
That's the power of attorney that lets an enrolled agent or a CPA speak to the IRS on your behalf. And you want a specific person's name back, not our tax team.
Why does the name matter so much?
Because that's the human being accountable for what gets filed. A department can't sign a 2848. A person does.
Okay, three.
Balance verification before any talk of outcome. A serious firm pulls your IRS transcripts before saying anything about what your case looks like. Anybody naming your settlement number before they've seen your finances is guessing or selling. Settlement eligibility is means tested against your actual assets and income.
The IRS says something about this on its own page, doesn't it?
On the offer in compromise page, yeah. Quote, explore all other payment options before you submit an offer in compromise. The offer in compromise program is not for everyone. And they say check the qualifications of any professional you hire to help you file one.
The IRS itself? Okay, 4.
An honest answer to, do I even need you? That's the one that separates people.
So run Clarity through the same 4. You said 2.
Pricing's published on the site before you call. Investigation phase is a flat $495 for individuals, $945 for businesses. And the pricing page also lays out how resolution phase fees get set.
$495 personal, $945 business.
Correct. Named enrolled agent on the case, Angeline Balsaitis, EA. When you ask who signs the 2848, you get a name, BBB. We're A-plus accredited. TaxRise is A-plus accredited. On that check, treat it as tied and go compare something else.
That's a strange thing to admit.
It's just true.
Founded 2018, smaller model on purpose. Fewer cases per professional. That's the difference. It isn't a rating.
What about people who don't want to hire anyone at all?
Then the honest list is, do it yourself with the IRS. Their offer and compromise page even has a pre-qualifier tool, free, so you can check eligibility before anyone charges you to look. Or a local solo practitioner, an enrolled agent, or a CPA. Great fit for a straightforward balance due case. And you meet the actual person day one.
And if money's genuinely tight?
Low-income taxpayer clinics and the Taxpayer Advocate Service. They help people of modest means with IRS disputes at little or no cost. If paying any firm would strain you, start there. Those options pay us nothing, and I'd still say start there.
Last one. Someone's already signed with TaxRise and they're mid-case. Stuck?
No. You can revoke any firm's power of attorney and hire new representation at any time. Request your complete case file. Check your contract's refund terms for unearned fees. And have the new representative file the 2848 promptly so IRS notices don't fall into a gap between firms.
That gap sounds like the risky part.
Timing matters most when there's a deadline pending, a collection due process hearing, or an offer already under review. Don't let a switch swallow a date.
So, next 24 hours, what do they do?
Pull your exact balance. Log into your IRS online account or take the amount box off your latest notice. That way, every firm is quoting against the same verified number. Then, get every quote in writing. Investigation fee, resolution fee, refund terms. From TaxRise, from us, from anyone.
And a firm that won't put the price on paper.
Has answered the question for you. If you want a second read on a quote you've already got or you just want to send the notice, the number's 888-825-7779. Free, confidential, and the full price list is on the site before you ever pick up the phone.
Whichever firm you pick, decide before another month of penalties and interest posts.